The study conducted by former State Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler was based on estimates of the state seeing normal revenue growth heading into the 2011-2013 budget.
If you look at projections of reasonable levels of revenue growth that we could expect from economic growth and the typical level of spending growth that we've seen for major state programs in the past, there's a gap of $2.2 billion.
Even if state revenue collections climb, which they often do coming out of a recession, Chandler says there would still be a deficit to deal with.
It would take care of some of the problem, but not all of it. Even if the economy boomed, we'd still have a gap of about $1.2 billion.
Chandler says the findings show the state needs to consider new ways to balance the budget, other than just trimming funding from agencies.
We have to go beyond doing that and think about some fundamental changes to how we structure our revenues in the state and how we deliver services.
The study was commissioned by the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.